Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Sushila Karki, as Prime Minister of Nepal's interim government, will pave the way for peace, stability and prosperity in the Himalayan nation. Over 1 lakh people join anti-immigration march in London, leading to clashes between police and protesters. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio heads to Israel amid tensions with American allies in West Asia over strike on Hamas leaders in Qatar. NATO ramps up security after a Russian drone violates Romanian airspace. In boxing, India's Jasmine Lamboria clinches gold at World Championships in Liverpool, United Kingdom. And India to take on host China in title clash of Women's Asia Cup hockey in Hangzhou this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Sushila Karki on assuming office as the Prime Minister of Nepal's interim government. Nepal's former Supreme Court Chief Justice Sushila Karki became the Prime Minister of the interim government after anti-corruption protest ousted KP Sharma Oli's government. Mr. Modi exuded confidence that Ms. Karki will pave the way for peace, stability and prosperity in Nepal. While inaugurating various projects in Manipur yesterday, the Prime Minister said, "Nestled in the lap of the Himalayas, Nepal is a close friend and a trusted partner of India," and emphasized that both the nations are bound by shared history, faith and a collective journey forward. He stated that over the past 2 to 3 days, young men and women in the Himalayan nation have been seen diligently cleaning and painting the streets with a spirit of dedication and purity. He extended his best wishes to Nepal for a bright and prosperous future.
हिमालय की गोद में बसा नेपाल भारत का एक मित्र है हम साथ मिलकर आगे बढ़ रहे हैं नेपाल में अंतरिम सरकार की प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में पदभार संभालने पर 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों की तरफ से श्रीमती सुशीला जी को हार्दिक बधाई देता हूं
More than 1 lakh people protesting against immigration marched through the United Kingdom's capital, London, yesterday in one of the country's biggest right-wing demonstrations, with some protesters clashing with the police and wounding at least 26 officers. The United Kingdom protest was organized by far-right political activist Tommy Robinson. Counter-protesters also flocked to the British capital. The Metropolitan Police Service said on social media that the reported attacks happened after demonstrators at the United Kingdom marched a sterile area put in place to keep protesters and counter-protesters apart. Police officers were attacked with projectiles and assaulted during the protest. The service officer said that 26 officers were injured in the clashes and 25 people were arrested. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is headed to Israel for an official visit amid tensions with fellow American allies in the West Asia over Israel's strike on Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital city, Doha. According to Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, he and Rubio will visit the Western Wall together in Jerusalem today. Speaking to reporters before departure, Mr. Rubio reiterated that the U.S. and President Trump were not happy about the strikes. He said the U.S. relationship with Israel will not be affected. But he will discuss with Israel how the strike would affect President Trump's desire to secure the return of all the hostages held by Palestinian armed group Hamas, get rid of the militants, and end the Gaza war.
I'm going to get a much better understanding of what their plans are moving forward. What's happened has happened. Obviously, we were not happy about it. The president was not happy about it. Now we need to move forward and figure out what comes next. Because at the end of the day, when all is said and done, there is still a group called Hamas, which is an evil group. There is still 48 hostages that deserve to be released.
After Israel, U.S. Secretary of State is due to join President Trump's planned visit to Britain next week. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, ramped up its security after a Russian drone violated Romanian airspace last night. The incident prompted Romania to scramble F-16 fighter jets to track the unmanned aircraft for nearly an hour. The latest incursion occurred while Russia was launching a renewed barrage of attacks on Ukrainian ports. It also came days after 19 Russian drones infiltrated the Polish airspace, prompting the government to enforce Article 4 of NATO. The latest Russian incursions in Eastern European nations have led to a rise in concern over a war spillover in Eastern Europe. Romania's Ministry of National Defense reassured the public that the drone did not fly over populated areas and did not pose an imminent threat. However, they maintained that teams are preparing to search for possible debris. In Ecuador, gunmen disguised as soldiers opened fire inside a pool hall in Santo Domingo de los Chalaisas province, killing at least 7 people and wounding 3 others. The vehicle allegedly used by the attackers was found burned in another part of the city. One of those killed and 2 of the wounded in shooting had criminal records for drug trafficking, criminal association, murder, and theft. It was the second mass shooting in a pool hall in the province in less than a month. On the 17th of last month, 7 people were killed in a similar attack. According to the Ecuadorian Organized Crime Observatory, Ecuador recorded over 4,600 homicides in the first half of this year. In Mexico, 15 people were killed in an accident in Yucatan Peninsula yesterday. The mishap, which occurred on the highway between Merida and Campeche, killed passengers traveling in a trailer, a car, and a taxi. Yucatan's governor, Joaquin Diaz Mina, in a social media post expressed solidarity and extended support to the affected families during this painful moment. And now we have a sports roundup.
In boxing, India's Jasmine Lamboria etched her name in history by clinching a gold medal at the World Championships 2025 at Liverpool in United Kingdom. The Commonwealth Games medalist triumphed in the fiercely contested women's 57kg category final, defeating Poland's Yulia Sheremeta via split 4-1 decision. In hockey, India will take on host China in the title clash of Women's Asia Cup in Hangzhou this evening. The match will start at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India played out a thrilling 1-1 draw against defending champions Japan in a critical Super 4 stage fixture yesterday. In the other Super 4 stage match, China defeated South Korea 1-0, which turned out to be a boon for the Indian side, helping it advance to the final. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament at Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. It is the first time since February this year that these two teams will share the field. In women's cricket, host India will take on Australia in the first one-day international of the crucial three-match series at New Chandigarh today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen will take on Li Shifeng of China in the men's singles final of the Hong Kong Open Super 500 tournament. Star Indian shuttler Lakshya triumphed over Chao Tin Chen of Chinese Taipei 23-21, 22-20 in the semi-final yesterday. Swati Rakeja from Sports Desk.
And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Modi says Sushila Karki as Prime Minister of Nepal's interim government will pave the way for peace, stability and prosperity in the Himalayan nation. Over 1 lakh people join anti-immigration march in London, leading to clashes between police and protesters. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio heads to Israel amid tensions with American allies in West Asia over strike on Hamas leaders in Qatar. NATO ramps up security after a Russian drone violates Romanian airspace. In boxing, India's Jasmine Lamboria clinches gold at World Championships in Liverpool, United Kingdom. And India to take on host China in title clash of Women's Asia Cup hockey in Hangzhou this evening. With that, we end the World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Have a great day.